The United States and China are working on plans for the October summit at President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. A senior U.S. envoy has been in Beijing for the past 2 days, ironing out details of the visit and discussing issues from the war on terrorism to China's missile exports. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
After 2 days of talks in Beijing with Chinese civilian and military leaders, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage indicated that the stage was set for the summit meeting in Texas on October 25th. The meeting will be Bush's third with his Chinese counterpart Jiang Zemin, who hopes it will cement his foreign policy achievements ahead of the 16th Communist Party Congress, which will usher in a new generation of leaders in November. Armitage made it clear that despite some mutual suspicions and areas of contention between the two nations, the Bush administration expects improved ties with Beijing.
We talked of opportunities and shared hopes for stronger relations in the future. Of course, we also exchanged views on areas in which we did not see eye to eye. On every issue, these exchanges were constructive as well as candid.
To smooth the way to the summit, Beijing and Washington have tried to deliver progress in areas of concern to each other. Just before Armitage's arrival in Beijing Sunday night, China announced that it had issued new restrictions on the export of missile technologies and other items of importance to national security. China also said it had issued a list of specific items whose export is prohibited, something Washington has sought for years. Armitage said that U.S. and Chinese officials would review the new export rules together. Since allegations that China exported missile technology to Iran and Pakistan, the U.S. has suspended Chinese firms' licenses to launch U.S. commercial satellites. Armitage said he hoped that now this could change.
We view this as a positive step and a positive development, and I hope that the talks that will be coming in the very near future will lead to the undoing of some of those licenses which have been held up.
As for the fight against terrorism, Armitage said that the U.S. had added to its list of terrorist organizations a group called the East Turkestan Islamic Movement, or ETIM. China claims that the Afghanistan-based group received weapons and training from Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network and now operates in China's far western province of Xinjiang.
After careful study, we judged that it was a terrorist group, and it committed acts of violence against unarmed civilians without any regard for who was hurt.
However, Armitage said he told the Chinese that while fighting terrorism, they must protect the rights of minorities, particularly the Turkic-speaking Uyghurs that inhabit Xinjiang. Overseas Uyghur groups have disavowed ties with the ETIM, and human rights groups charge that China is using the war on terrorism to silence Uyghurs' legitimate grievances against Chinese rule in Xinjiang. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.